Every second of each and every day, you walk around with a pulse inside of you, a throbbing quite distinct from your heartbeat, distinct from the flow of your blood, distinct from anything else. There's a pulse that is, moment by moment, reifying your body as is, a kind of passive signal just telling you what's going on. And it does become background after a while. After all, you need to have certain kinds of information held in the background so you can focus on what's important, focus on what's in front of you. But that background pulse, that's an assertion of your body, your state, your mind, your will and desire for yourself. It's a self-conception you carry with you everywhere. And in the same way that a network or an electrical system always has a background pulse to say, this wire is live, this body, this system, this thing is asserting itself into the world and fulfilling its purpose. You have that same pulse moving in you, deep within you. It's really what I speak to and what you listen with when we're doing this, when we're exploring transformative change, alteration of idea, that pulse, 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 an irresistible background draw that talks to you in your own language. And what I try to do when I give you instructions or ideas, when I help you to come to a realization about how you might hypnotically, transformatively, alter, instruct, change, construct some part of yourself, I'm giving you those instructions and letting you carry them through to that constant throbbing pulse in the background. You have to do it because your brain transforms what I say into internalized parts of your background, passive, moving assertion of self. So I've got to make something sound appealing. I have to give you an idea, tempting, detailed, and intellectually stimulating enough in its construction that you are willing, consciously and subconsciously, to do the work of taking my words, said here externally, in the language of one person to another, and reinterpret them so they begin, tricklingly at first and then in a rush, to integrate themselves into that pulse of you asserting yourself over your body. Only you can lower your defenses and allow words which meet with your approval, subconscious or otherwise, inside. I don't have direct access to that pulse of you, to that assertion of yourself. It asserts your arms and legs, your limbs. It asserts your habits, who you are at a baseline, both who you see yourself as and who you are beneath the conscious baggage you carry around, the essential self. So when I direct an idea, a concept, a change, a bit of training or habit that you should include in that main loop of you, that primary, above all else, confident understanding, when I help you to take some part of that on board, you're the one who has to change it into your internal language, has to integrate the words I say into the loop within you, that main programming loop, which so seamlessly carries all the basic ideas about who you are, how you function, how you relate to and interact with other people, all the things you put out into the universe, the things people pick up as your vibe, your mood, your overall level of comfort with and understanding of every situation you're in, your own body, your awareness, pulse in the background, pulse throbbing along, pulse, the continual reassertion of everything you are, your main loop. And comprehending that we have to get instructions down into that layer and level of you. Consider, in everything I've said so far, I've been respectful of that you which exists now. I've acknowledged that together we will alter, improve. Together we will take the way you think about your body and the way that background pulse, that main loop, asserts its aspects and influences. Everything will be for the better. So I ask you to relax, to think, night-night, to think that part of that loop is the little hook, the little programming aspect that says, let's quiet everything down. Let's hibernate everything. Long enough for new instructions to be added, processed, turned into your own internal language, and added to that loop, that pulse of self. The reassertion that includes your knowledge of your physical attributes, of your mental standards and understanding, of your ability. But there's always more ability, more potential, lurking somewhere within. Bringing it out can be a matter of meditation, focus, repeated habit, and the right incentive. If you accept that I am capable of making an idea sound appealing, if you accept that I am fairly skilled when it comes to phrasing things in a way that your mind finds useful, finds intriguing, finds able to carry forward with you into the day and integrate into your life, then the best thing for you to do is sleep. Still always hearing and feeling that pulse of self. And the changes, the improvements, the new way of thinking as you relax and ease down into it, as you hear my voice and its flow and think to yourself, yeah, that is pretty persuasive. The best way to interact with that pulse is to allow the changes that happen to be so gradually integrated that one day you'll just smile to yourself saying, oh, the improvement is there. Oh, the change is there. At first gradually, then in time, all at once, and beautifully, completely, collaborative between us. Only you can turn my words into the kind of direct, commanding instructions that your internal loop, your programming language, understands, implements, and parses well, holding them above, until they're ready to slide down into, within, integrated with, the layer of programming just under your surface, and the changes that it can evoke. Now.